Being joined now by three members of the Knoxville girls soccer team, seniors Kelsey Ryan, Amber Vanderveer, and junior Emma DeJody. And ladies, thank you for joining us. And I'll start with one of the seniors, Kelsey Ryan, talking to all of you after your game last week against PCM, in which, was a victory. And you came in kind of energetic. And Kelsey, talk about that game, how things went for your ladies.
It went pretty well. We were very connected. Our defensive line was very strong, and we can work the ball up pretty well.
Now, you, had your responsibilities change slightly this year. Coach says, hey, you need to score a little bit. How's that going with the used to being a kind of a defender back there?
Well, after our first game Monday, we kind of changed it up again. So now I kind of just play wherever he needs me.
And Amber, talk about your first couple of matches. I know early in the season, but, just impressions on how things are going for you.
Well, I definitely think that as a team, we're really connecting more, like Kelsey said. But I think also in the beginning of the games that we're kind of getting our jitters out since we're such a young team now. But I think as a whole, we were really connecting and being very well, and the energy is really high.
When you say connecting, is it, communicating more on the field or just kind of playing as a team, or is it just all of those things?
I think it's all. I think the team dynamic is really strong this year since a lot of us have played when we were younger, and I just think the season's just going to keep getting better and better as we go on.
And Emma, how's things going for you as the junior on the team with not really an underclassman, but not really an upperclassman either?
Yeah, it's going really good. We have gotten a lot of laughs and giggles at practice, but we all really, I feel like we're a really big family, and it's just a really good team to be with.
Question for all of you, since Coach said that there are some younger players and some more less experienced players in the lineup. Do you kind of, especially the seniors, do you feel you're kind of asked to take them under your wing and kind of show them how things go?
Yeah, there's a lot of underclassmen, but we work really hard. They understand and they take our critiques very well, and they show them love back, and they work so well.
Yeah, I definitely think that the underclassmen look up to us, especially since we have been on the team for so long. And for me and Kelsey, we have been starters since we were freshmen. And when they look up to us, I think we are just very positive and help them, but at the same time critique them to make them better players to hopefully improve the program as we leave.
You mentioned starters as a freshman, both of you. How much have you improved? Just think back of, that very first match you were out there as a freshman and thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? Is that kind of the thought process?
I definitely think that when we first went out there, we were pretty nervous being freshmen because when we were freshmen, there was a very large senior class. But I think they took us under their wing as well, and I think part of them was the reason how we play together now.
Well, Emma, as we talked to Kelsey Ryan, Amber Vanderveer, and Emma DeJody, three members of the Knoxville girls soccer team, what are some things you girls want to accomplish this year? I know last year you got postseason and was close to got the win there. Is there goals of maybe getting two wins, three wins this year in postseason?
Postseason, we're just hoping to get as far as we can. I think overall, the season, we'd like to get 11 wins. So that's our overall goal for the season, and we're hoping we can accomplish that.
Yeah, and with getting 11 wins, that would be the highest that the girls soccer program has ever gotten. So that's a big goal that we have.
Yeah, I definitely think our main concern is as classes move up, last year and going forward, we're really like working on building the program because we want, like other sports in Knoxville, we want it to start getting to that higher rank and higher level of intensity where we can maybe even get out of our South Central Conference and move back to our little Hawkeye where we were.
Yeah, and a lot of people said when you moved to South Central Conference, like, okay, it's going to be a little more manageable. But then you go to soccer, it's like, boy, this it doesn't even look like you have to try sometimes to win matches. But last year, Coach said, I don't care if they recognize it or not. We're going to get them a T-shirt and we're going to recognize it. What Coach Richard has done the last couple of years, how much has he gotten this program to step up a little bit more than in the past?
I definitely think that he is making the girls, well, not making, encouraging us to be more in shape. And he, as a whole, I think he, because you can ask him, he does not like to lose. And I think his first 2 years being assistant coach, he really struggled with the over dynamic of the team being kind of okay with losing or not being upset. And I think his main concern was changing that mindset and wanting us to believe in ourselves and making sure that we think that we can do what we want to do and we're going to do our best. And like he always says, we're going to compete no matter if we lose or win, we're going to compete till the end.
Emma, you're nodding. Obviously, you think the exact same thing.
Yes, I definitely agree with her. I think he is really starting to ensure our confidence in ourselves and making sure that we are all aware individually of how much we have been improving through our years in high school or club or whatever it may be, and just like throughout the season as it goes along, like how much we are getting better as a team and individually.
And Kelsey, you played basketball this year, so you saw Coach Richart more than the other two. You didn't directly work with him. He was on the boys team, but you saw him, you know, at the doubleheaders. Was there any conversation, maybe, soccer's not too far away? Was he kind of like that, or did he just kind of let you do your basketball thing, and then when spring comes on, it's time to play soccer?
Yeah, he does a little bit. He mostly focuses. He likes to take one sport at a time because he coaches football and basketball. But once it gets around January, we start having open gyms, and he's trying to get us all in there to get more touches.
Two of you are seniors. Two of you know where you're going to college. Amber, you signed recently to Iowa Central, I believe. What made Iowa Central the one that you selected?
Well, when I went up there, because I visited other colleges, but I feel like as a team, of course, they had my major that I was wanting, and they had a very good program at that. But I also went and did a practice with them, and I thought the team was absolutely phenomenal. And I thought, like, it was basically like Knoxville. I felt like home there. And all the coaches I loved, and I loved their drills. They were intense, but when I made a mistake, of course, they critiqued, but I personally love the critiques because I know they're wanting me to be a better player. And he even came down today for my game, and he says he'll be coming up again because he really liked me as a player.
And what's your major?
I'll be majoring in radiology technology.
And Kelsey, you just recently signed to play at Wartburg, NCAA Division III of the American Rivers Conference. So you'll get to play in Pella at least once a year or every other year at Central College and in Indianola. So, what made Wartburg, rather, with the exception of your coach's alma mater, what made Wartburg the choice for you?
I visited other schools as long as Wartburg, and I just love the campus and the kids on campus. It just feels like home, but it took me a while to make my decision. But once I found my major, I went, yep, that's where I'm going.
And what are they looking at using you as? Kind of the same thing you are right now, or maybe in a different capacity?
I'm not quite for sure yet. They have a big senior class leaving, so we'll see where I can fill the gaps next year.
And your major is?
Public relations and a minor in computer science.